listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Now, what was even more dramatic was the 80-yard field, the no kickoff. And was that the two main ones?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm not a rocket scientist, but if you have to go 100 yards, you know, the length of the field to score, or 80, I think it's about 20% easier, some variation of that. Okay. Now, how in the heck could the books say, you bet under the assumption that it was a normal football field like every other game? Well, okay. But it's an 80-yard field. And under the assumption there was kickoffs? Okay. But there's no kickoffs. Now, here's what you need to understand about these books. There's so many ways that they will void action. In fact, in just a minute, we're going to talk about the Baltimore Ravens and how action was voided in that game. In fact, let's take a minute and talk about that now, because it will show you how shocking this decision was when it came to voiding or not voiding action in the Raiders game against Green Bay just last night. Ravens, now at a certain point, it's later in the game. What's the score?
Baltimore's ahead 26-15, covering the -5.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Luckily, we have all action on these starts with our bet, right? Because we've got a bet. I forgot about that little caveat.
I don't think you're going to need this game to win your bet.
All joking aside, and the bet is, by the way, because we'll be talking about this throughout the show, is we picked out 6 coaches, 4 of them that did exceptionally well, and 2 of them that's done exceptionally poorly in their careers in the preseason. And it starts out 7-0. First couple weeks, and I say, Fez, what do you think it will finish in, from here, not the 7-0? He goes, oh, 55. I said, I'll bet you over. And we ended up having collectively, about 700 in action on that one. Now, since then, how's that? Let's say Baltimore's no action. How's it gone?
5-0-1.
All right. So right now, so that's 12-0-1?
Yes.
And with the Ravens not counting.
Should have been 13, you could argue.
Now think about that, guys. We preach and preach and preach that it's not easy to win. But all we did was go into the historic records of the coaches, say, oh, these 4 guys won a lot. Oh, these 2 didn't. Bet on the good coach, off the bad coaches. More the same, some would say, with an abbreviation. The fact is, very rarely will the obvious work in betting. I think in the NFL preseason, the coach's motivation and all the ways it shows itself in the preseason, both in do they game plan, do they blitz, how long do they play their starters, that history, whatever it is, of a Harbaugh, of these guys, and we'll talk about the coaches left to play this weekend, I don't think the adjustments are enough. And if you would have started playing this system the day we talked about it, you'd be 12-0-1?
Yes.
And if you started after week 1, well, I mean, spoiler alert, there's no losses. So whenever you started, you would have won with this system. Is there a guarantee it's going to win going forward? Far from it. But I still think, Fez, if we had to bet from here, what would the final results from here of our 6 coaches be? Would you bet over 55 or under 55?
No.
What number would you take more action
57
at? You know, if it's such low volume, I'm not going to do it. But he's still being stubborn.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So guys, there's not many times we say that it's obvious that you can make money in an obvious fashion. This is one of them with those coaches. We'll give the names, especially, and the games actually coming up. All right, Fez. So in that game, Ravens win, Ravens covering over the total, correct?
Correct.
And what happens?
There's 11 minutes to go, and there is lightning, and the game gets called for weather.
And there's no action because the rule is 55 minutes must be played in a football game or there's no action.
Correct.
Fair. It's a stated rule. Now, what is going to affect the game more? It going short like that, right? Because it's official, both sides. Because remember, it's like 5.5 innings in baseball. If it was the first quarter and this happened, what, five?
Five innings.
Five full innings. Yeah, so it's okay. Thank you. Is the, I'm thinking, I guess, the 5.5.
The 4.5 if the home team's ahead.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was thinking about the 5.5 or the five inning line or the 5.5 inning line. But fair enough. I think we're on the same page with that. Now, here's the question. What would affect the game more? Something like, oh, you only play 53 minutes? Or, oh, the game was supposed to be on Monday, but it was played on Tuesday? Because in that case, no action. Doesn't matter if that was on the board for 3 months and got millions, no action, one day different. Literally, and I remember this, I was on SportsCenter talking about this years ago, Utah-USC, I remember the game. It went final. Tickets were paid about 20 minutes after the game. They changed the score.
Yep.
Hey, they paid off of the final that was presented at the end of the game. Now, that one makes a little more sense because if they're paying off some people, they're not going to pay you off after, and they can't get those other people to come back and get the money back.
Good luck with that.
Now, if you're on all credit or if you're all on computers, software, it's easier, right? These are physical tickets. But there's all these things. And let's think about it. Is changing location, like that Mexico City game last year that went to Los Angeles, I mean, there was no action on all those bats.
That and the San Diego wildfires a few years back.
Yeah.
No action.
Yeah. So, to me, what we're seeing is that the sports books are saying, when there's these little things happen, we don't want the exposure because effectively, in theory, this would all even out. If you said just keep the action in all these cases, if you bet enough games, you'd win some, you'd lose some, but you'd always get the action and it'd even out in the end and we'd all be happier, I think. But I think the books are afraid. They want to control as much as possible. But I also think they know that if a player loses when it seems unfair, he's going to be even more mad than if he wins, how happy he's going to be. And because of that, even if you win five and lose five of these kind of, oh, they could go either way, you're probably going to be mad. So maybe the books are right. But what I was really shocked by, and I tweeted it, I said, I'd be surprised if any book, this is action in any book. It just seems like such a fundamental change. Yep. And seemingly every book had it as action. 80-yard field, no kickoffs, but yes, your bet stands. Your total stands.
Because they just didn't have a rule to allow. They'd want to avoid it, but they couldn't because there's no rule out there.
I'll make a prediction. I bet it has to be played on a 100-yard field is probably written into the rules from this point.
And I think, and I was leading up to it, luckily Fez jumped in, is that it really was ultimately about this is unprecedented. That I can't think of, and no one seems to be able to think of, a time that the game of football was fundamentally changed like it's been or like it was for this game. And I mean, literally, if they would have decided to play in an arena stadium, like I guess that would have been a different venue, but that's interesting. Could you debate, if you had a $1 million bet, could you debate that that wasn't the same venue, that that venue was a 100-yard field? I don't know. That would be interesting.
A lot of times they say same city instead of same venue. Check your sportsbook rules.
That's Steve Fezzik. I'm RJ Bell. I think the conclusion is we had history last night, and it feels like it's a little footnote, and it is, but it is interesting that with Fezzik, with Brad, with me, you're talking about like 100 years of sports betting, experience. You've never seen a game played like this in which betting, I mean, to me, the idea, the total is the one that's the real shocker. I mean, but again, if there's no rule, what do they do? The only thing I'm a little suspicious of is I feel like if they were lopsided one way, and I mean big time lopsided, they would have found a way to say, they probably have a rule written in there at the sportsbook's discretion, if the fundamental elements of the game are altered, the bet cannot stand. And that's why people just are so sour on the swamp. If it's the swamp of sportsbooks, politically, whatever, is they want to win every time.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas. Jonas Knox, well-deserved few days off. Weekdays, every weekday, we're here bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you. You can listen. 200 Fox Sports Radio stations. Also, foxsportsradio.com. The iHeartRadio app. The podcast. Just search for RJ Bell. Sirius. I think there's even more. Even more. Right now on the Strip, it's 102 degrees. The neon is coursing. We talked about it in the first segment. What a night in NFL preseason. 80-yard field, NFL. You got to ask yourself, is it business or is it a game? Well, let's think. You've got how much value in players on the teams, meaning if you add up, I guess we know, right? We know what the salary cap is. I guess in theory, the more players than would be on a roster or a squad or whatever the cut is now. Right? It used to be 45. I always get confused now. It's like 53 and there's no taxi squad anymore. But all right, let's say around 50 some. We're talking well over $250 million a year, a quarter billion a year worth of talent on the field, and they somehow want to play on a field so bad that you have to make it an 80-yard field. And let's be candid, if it was only the end zone, like somehow there was an earthquake and it went right through that end zone and nothing else, you could say by eliminating that end zone, you've eliminated the problem. But most likely, and visually it seemed, it was a spectrum where the end zone was the worst. There was a couple spots over here not so good, and other areas that were good. But you're putting a quarter billion worth of talent per year at risk. Why? Because one day there might be a team in Canada. Right? And the last time they tried to play one of these money games, you could say, not money games like these bad college teams playing money games against Ohio State or whatever, but rather, hey, this game, like the games in London, it's laying the groundwork for the future where we're not just nationwide, the NFL, but we're international. Okay, great vision. And even maybe okay if you tell everybody, imagine the commissioner gets up there and he says, all right, guys, listen, time for some adult conversation, some straight talk. And you say, or he says, the commissioner, that's my commissioner voice, a little, you know, deeper and stronger. And he says, these players, they're cogs in a wheel. They're like pawns on a chessboard. And yeah, we don't want anyone to get hurt, but sometimes pawns die. Sometimes you hurt your knee. Sometimes you get concussions, et cetera, et cetera. You can't think straight when you're 55. But hey, it's all in the game, as Omar said. That's what the commissioner would say, quoting The Wire. And then he say, listen, I know the odds of a key player getting hurt was significantly high, or any player getting hurt was significantly higher. But do you know how much the Canadian market's worth? If we lost a pawn, we lost a pawn. Now, does anyone here believe that's not exact? Or is there anyone here that really is skeptical that that's not what the commissioner's thinking? Now, he might not form it quite that way for his own sanity.
Yeah.
But isn't that what any commissioner pretty much, you know? Now, again, and Adam Silver, you might say, is thinking more about, yeah, we could make money this way, but if I get the players behind me by making a decision that seems player friendly, maybe we save one percentage point on the revenue split next contract, and oh, that's more money than we would have gained from the goodwill around that game. I'm not saying he wouldn't calculate it differently. But every commissioner, in a way, has a fiduciary responsibility to make the most money for the organization. And in this case, the collection of NFL teams. But no way is any commissioner going to say what I said. And no way are they going to say it even in politically correct terms. But Brad, let me ask you, and then we'll ask Fez. Is there any doubt that's the way they're thinking? Because how could you make the case that player safety is paramount and allow that game to happen? They could have canceled that game.
Especially after we had a similar situation just happen last year when he tried to travel outside the country to Mexico City. Field conditions an issue, have to move the game. I don't get how that happens again, RJ. You couldn't send a guy
there. It happens easy because these fields, I mean, it happens at the Hall of Fame game 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Meaning this is a place that doesn't have NFL games typically, even if they have it once a year. The standards on an NFL field are very high. And to replicate that seemingly is beyond almost any other venue. I mean, if you would say, and let's call London a place that has multiple games a year, you could say that's the exception and give them credit. But if you count the Hall of Fame game, you count the game in Mexico City, you count this Canadian game, in the last X number of these games, more than half of them has been canceled.
Yep.
Or either canceled or compromised.
Yep.
Right? Faz, thoughts?
I think you got a great point, RJ, that one questions if the Hall of Fame game hadn't been canceled, if that Mexico game hadn't been canceled, would things have been different? But almost
so
like,
you're saying they didn't want to cancel. If anything, it feels like not canceling it when you had canceled before makes it more egregious. Meaning, if the field is particularly bad, since you were, well, remember, they didn't cancel the Mexico City game. They moved it.
Right.
So they didn't lose any money or whatever. They lost the goodwill around that game in theory. But listen, I'm an adult. Tell me that money's more important than some random faceless player to the commissioner. Yeah, it is. Just like the drug companies do a calculation and say, how many's going to get hooked? Might we get sued for these, you know, opioids, et cetera? Yeah, maybe. There's this chance. It's all a spreadsheet. It's all it is at the top, literally with cancer. Oh, should we talk about this spill? We're, you know, production plan XYZ. If we do, here's the cost. If we don't, here's the cost. I mean, just watch the movie The Insider, watch the movie The Rainmaker. And obviously these are movies, but they're coming from reality. Imagine a commissioner or a CEO saying, I want to come forward with this information that's going to bankrupt my company, but it will stop 30 people from getting lead poisoning in city XYZ. The stockholders would sue him for doing that. So this is capitalism. It is about money. We all benefit from that. From the lowest to the highest in this country, just at minimum, the support infrastructure around us, all the way from the top to the bottom, is because this country makes so much money. You can move to Sweden, I guess, but here it's all about the dollar. Last thing, I heard a rumor that they were thinking of canceling the game. And then at the stadium, this chant went up, and they decided to play.
Get them free! 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 Get them free!
Now, that's from the Bad News Bears. Remember when they were Bad News Bears too, Fez? You're right.
Wow.
At the Astrodome. Yeah. Now, the fact that somehow that same chant went up in Canada yesterday could be a coincidence.
Hey.
Or it could be we have some very well-movied, you know, some very artistically cultured people up in Canada. At least that's what I hear.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.